the Missouri State Journal, a weekly program keeping you in touch with Missouri State University.
From the beginning, Risha Adamson could sense her calling. She wanted to improve the lives of young people, those of elementary school age especially, who have behavioral disorders such as oppositional behaviors, depression, anxiety, and attention deficit hyperactivity disorder that manifest themselves in learning environments. Adamson, who is an assistant professor of special education at Missouri State University, is my guest today on the Missouri State Journal.
So I feel like I've always had a passion for education. I was interested. I participated in things as early as high school, as strange as that sounds. But in high school, I actually worked in the Future Teachers of America program, which a lot of people talk about. And I spent half of my high school, junior, and senior year actually in a behavior classroom. So that was kind of a unique experience that not everybody gets, especially so early in their career. I went on and got an undergrad in psychology, and the behavior modification class, surprise, was one of my favorite courses that I took. And so moving on from there, I just knew I wanted to work with a population of students that had emotional and behavior disorders that kind of lived within that mental health category.
Research shows that 20% of students have these disorders throughout their childhood. A lot of those things that go untreated and unhelped get worse as students get older, noted Adamson. So she wondered about the possibilities. What if teachers knew how to better identify and help such students? What if those students knew how to seek help for themselves? And how might that bring about a better future for tomorrow's leaders?
It's also really instilling in these future teachers one of the biggest challenges that they're going to face going out into the classroom, of really focusing on classroom management and working with students that do have behavioral issues and are going to press their buttons in the classroom and really turn out to be some of the most challenging students in your class, but also some of the most rewarding students.
When you begin discussing education, there are a few philosophies that bubble to the surface. Should the students who are struggling continue in the general education classroom, or should these students be placed in a special education environment? There's not a clear-cut, one-size-fits-all answer, said Adamson.
Students are in special education because they need individualized instruction. And so you can't get individualized instruction nearly to the level that you can in a special education classroom and a general education classroom. However, the other philosophy is if you put all the kids that have these special needs in a special education classroom, you're really missing out on all of the benefits that they get from a general education classroom. You're missing out on that teacher and them really being a true content knowledge about what students at that grade level should know. For my specific population of students, you're really missing out on positive peer role models. So I more err on the side of inclusion than non-inclusion, but for any kid that I work with, there is explicit teaching of social skills, of emotional regulation, of coping strategies that is needed that's not appropriate to be given in a general education classroom because it needs to be individualized for that student need and what supports they have to be successful at school.
Behavior management is the top reason teachers leave the profession, noted Adamson, saying that training the teachers and getting students to become engaged could change a child's trajectory. That being said, students have to have an opportunity to engage with peers as well.
Teaching those things in isolation is just step one. Because ultimately, if they're not out in the classroom practicing these skills, putting them in place, and really focusing on what's the benefit for those pieces, they're not going to get anything out of it. So when I talk about what's the benefit for it, us as capable adults, the benefit is interacting with another person, having relationships, developing friendships, knowing that you can go to someone for support, also knowing that if you get frustrated, it's okay, you can work through it. And these are all explicit skills that we need to teach to students, but we also have to put them in the environment where they get that real-world practice because it's going to be different than anything we could ever provide in isolation.
That was Risha Adamson, Assistant Professor of Special Education at Missouri State. I'm Nikki Donaldson for the Missouri State Journal.
For more information, contact the Office of University Communications at 417-836-6397. The Missouri State Journal is available online at ksmu.org.